Welcome to episode 118 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. If you listened to last week's show, you'll know that I recently took up an invitation to head over to Thruxton Motor Circuit in Hampshire, here in the UK, to photograph some fast-paced truck racing action. Well, that episode was something of an overview of the event, and in this week's show I'm speaking to you live from the circuit at the trackside as the action happens. So let's just get straight into it, picking things up as I find my vantage point, working through a number of considerations ahead of the racing getting underway. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 118. It is about 10:30 in the morning on what is set to be a really, really warm, bright, sunny day. I am at Thruxton Race Circuit, the motor circuit here in Hampshire in the UK, and I'm here again photographing the truck racing over the course of a weekend. Now, where I'm stood, I'm actually stood in an area where generally, members of the public would be able to stand and take photographs. For the sake of this moment, I don't have a tabard, which would normally allow closer access so that you can be closer to the track, you can get better access to areas like chicanes and so forth. So I thought what I'd do is just sort of to give you guys an idea of maybe what might be possible if you're not working off a tabard or with accreditation or what have you, if you wanted to get photographs of trucks or motorsport racing, that sort of thing. So to give you some sort of an idea, I am stood behind a secondary, well actually maybe a third sort of barrier. You've got a tyre wall, then you've got an elevated fence, and then you've got a secondary fence, which has probably got about 2.5 feet, I'm imagining, space between the two. It's all just for safety reasons. Now, the camera setup that I've got is a Nikon D3, nice fast camera, and the lens is a Nikon. It's an 80-200. Regular listeners will know that I use this lens a lot. It's an old lens, but it still works very well for me. Attached to that, I have a 2x teleconverter, which a lot of you will know essentially doubles up the focal length. So where I'm starting with an 80mm focal length, I would be starting at around about 160mm. There's a slight markup with the magnification issue with this lens with my camera, but essentially you're looking at the double up. The trade-off with the extra pulling power is, of course, that you lose 2 f-stops of light. So this is a nice fast f2.8 lens. I'm actually therefore going to be shooting at its fastest aperture, to put it in layman's terms, at f5.6. But as I say, it's a lovely bright day. I'm currently shooting at ISO 200, ISO 400, something like that. There's a bit of cloud cover just come across the sun. It's no big deal. And I'm just waiting for the action to get started. So what I thought I'd do is have a little sort of talk through why I've come to be at this position, because on the surface, this shooting position is less than ideal. You've got this big fence here, which I'm guessing is probably, I don't know, would it be about 7-8 feet, something like that? And on the surface, you would think, well, that's no good because I won't be able to see a clear line of sight with the vehicles coming through. I think I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. No, it's gone. Okay, so we've just got the sort of pace car and what have you just sort of coming around, and that's what happened just now. You heard the shutter going off. Just going to do a couple of quick test shots, and then I'll explain a bit more. It's a really nice vantage point with hills in the background, and yeah, hills in the background. I'm facing a, it's not a tight chicane, but it's a series of S curves here. And the track, where I am, I'm stood, camera level is just above track level, I guess. by a few feet, but then the track drops down. So that gives me a bit of extra sort of shape in the pictures, in terms of, rather than just photographing the trucks or the vehicles flat on, there's a bit of movement. They're going to be turning into that corner. I mentioned the hills in the background. I've got a line of sight across beyond the beyond that curb. I can just about see the grey of the tarmac of the track in the mid distance there. That's just another option for a shot. With the trucks and with all the vehicles, actually, it's going to be fast paced. It's going to be sort of close bunching. Should be really exciting going into those corners. But I've planned ahead of time. I've taken some time to walk down here, and as I say, I think that's going to be my shooting position. I saw a couple of other areas over on the way. They're a little bit more public in that there's a raised bank with spectators watching, going to be watching the action. And actually, although the view is kind of okay, the background is a little bit more cluttered and it's not quite a dynamic frame as I would like. I'm not really that interested in the wider shots at the moment. I want to be shooting some close frame-filling action. So I'm just going to walk along this perimeter fence a little bit, because I've got about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. Now, going back to the issue of what about the fence? Well, I've got a powerful lens set up here that when I raise the camera to my eye and I look through, you can just about see the... I'm just reframing here. Do you know, you can't really see the metal of the, like, the, not chainmail, but you know, sort of like squared sort of links between the fencing material here. You can't really see that. If you've got a powerful enough lens and you're shooting through, you don't have to worry about it. It's really not an issue. If I had a less powerful lens set up, then it would be a problem. So I think I've got my position. Arriving in plenty of time, doing a few tests. Just going to walk along here. And as I say, it's such a beautiful day. It's a nice quiet corner here as well. And as I say, I wanted to be in a slightly quieter area so that I can talk through things for you and give you an idea of what I'm doing. It's a bit of a shame not to have a tabard at the moment. There is sort of limited access with it. And I was actually, I sort of managed to get in this weekend without going sort of the usual routes of getting a letter of accreditation and what have you, as you usually would. But no matter, I think it's nice to have a challenge. And actually, if I had the tabard, the chances are I probably would have stuck to the main areas and I wouldn't have spotted this potential here. So I've just walked down probably about, oh, I don't know, what's that? Probably about 100 feet, something like that, further along. And what I'm finding is, because then this fence runs more parallel to the track, as the track straightens out of that corner, it's too oblique. And so if I just raise the camera to my eye, and I've got the line of sight, it would work. It would work, but there's just a bit more detail of the fencing, ever so slightly faint, like a ghosting, out of focus in the foreground. I could shoot the pictures, and actually you probably wouldn't know, and it would be great. But the bigger issue for me here is a creative one, because, yes, that would probably work okay. And to be honest, if I didn't say anything, people would never know that there was a fence that I was shooting through. But visually, and remember, what we're trying to do is create visually strong pictures that show the action and what have you. That picture, that framing is it's almost too flat, because you don't have the angle where the vehicles are turning into the corner and you'll get the screeching tyres and all this sort of thing. But the other thing, I'm just going back to where I was just stood, because I just wanted to double check something. You've got the bank of spectators in the background, and I'm not sure. It's not that I want to cut that out, because that's part of the event, it's part of the atmosphere and this, that and the other. But I'm not sure that it's really the background that I want. I'd rather have those hills and things in the background. So I'm just walking back to my original starting point. Just going to raise the camera up. Again, it's just a tighter frame. You do have an ice cream van in the background, but I'm guessing that that's not going to be visible because of the vehicles, so not too worried about that. Anyway, that's the starting point for these shots. So say it's a matter of minutes until the first vehicles come round, which is I think it's the trucks. It's their qualifying, so they're not going to be hurtling around, you know, really aggressively, because they don't want to damage their trucks before the main race. But yeah, it's going to be a nice start to the day, and we'll see what happens. So what I'll do is I will leave it there for the moment, and just as soon as I actually start shooting, I will catch up with you and talk about exactly what's happening and the settings I'm using. So here we go then. We've got what would be the pace, sort of the first truck coming round the corner. I'm just going to do a couple of test shots to begin with, just to get my bearings in. Yeah, that's nice. See, that's really nice. Clear background, big truck in the foreground. It's really nice. So my setup at the moment is, I'm using aperture priority at the moment. I'm going to be shooting at F8. Actually, what I'm going to do is just going to pause for a second. We've got some people coming, and I'll catch up with you in just a moment. Right, so those people have gone by. We've got some trucks coming past now. You can hear those. So what I've got here is the camera setup at F8. I've got continuous focus lock so that it tracks with the trucks as they're coming round. And 250th of a second at the moment. Just going to follow this truck round. There we go. Lots of smoke coming off it. Just going to do a quick check of my settings. That's nice and sharp. What you want to do is always look at the wheels to see how much movement there are in there. You don't want it to look as though the thing's parked up. So not a huge amount of movement at the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remain with... What am I going to do? Let's have a look. I'm going to remain with F8. So what I'm going to do is go on to going to go on to manual, and I'm going to go on to 160th of a second. The shot itself was looking a little bit dark. So what I'm going to do, that will have lightened the picture, but I'm going to counter it with the exposure compensation because it's going to be just a bit too bright. Let's do another quick test shot here. There we go. And just doing the image review, it's still a little bit light, so I'm going to be just bring it to the 200th of a second for this shot. And the trucks are starting to come round now, just in the background here. There we go. Just go to the image review. Okay, so what you have to do is make sure that you've got a really good balance between getting that movement with the in the wheels, but also having the aperture that allows enough detail. So I'm just going to have a slight change of tack here. I'm going to shoot at F14 or thereabouts. It's going to bring the shutter speed down again. Just gone back onto aperture priority, so I wasn't totally happy with what I've got. Now the trouble is there, you have the movement in the wheels, but then you also start to get more of the background coming in. I don't mind that too much at the moment. It's early days today. I'm just sort of finding my feet a little bit on this. It's the first shots of the day. But this is it. You just have to keep shooting. The lights out, it looks really nice. There we go, wow. There we go. So, you know, it's just about getting that balance. The frame rate isn't super quick on that, so I'm just going to change that so I've got a bit more opportunity. And that's just how it goes. I'm just going to carry on like this and see what I get. So I'm going to leave that for the moment and see where we get. Okay, so the trucks are all underway, and my first consideration is obviously to make sure I don't have any of this fence showing in the pictures. So ordinarily I might shoot with an aperture of something like f8, because I want to make sure the shutter speed is slow enough to have movement in the wheels of the trucks here. But on this occasion, I'm shooting at ISO 400 here, at f5.6, and I've done a couple of test shots, and there is still movement in those tyres and in the wheels, so it doesn't look as though the truck is parked as it's coming round that corner. So they're just, obviously you can hear that they're just coming around the corners here. I'm just checking the odd picture now and then. There is movement there, trying to get a bit of shape into these pictures. And one of the ways I'm doing that is just as the truck turns the corner, I'm just tilting the camera a fraction. And it just gives a bit more. Oh, sorry. You have to excuse me sort of starting and stopping a little bit. There was some really close contact with a couple of the trucks sort of side by side. This is exactly what I want. But having a bit of a tilt on the frame, not too much, just leads the eye in, and it creates a bit of shape and a bit of action. You want to make sure that the trucks appear to be going up the screen, not down a hill. And there we go. But say, once you've got these basic settings, once you've kind of done a few tests, you just carry on shooting and wait for things to happen. So, for example, I've got a couple of trucks coming around here. There's the first one on the corner. There's the second one on the corner. And to be honest, yes, there is a compressed perspective, but that isn't a really exciting shot. It's not what, you know, I could get shots of that anywhere. What I want is to see these trucks really kind of fighting out, coming around the corner, playing with the composition a little bit as I go. And as I say, the thing with digital is you can shoot hundreds, thousands of pictures in a day at any one time, at any event, but it is still really worth practicing a little bit of restraint and just picking your shots, not going absolutely crazy. Think about the camera setup. Think about what you're aiming to do. And as I say, that's my approach that I'm starting to use already this morning. So at the moment, I'm on aperture priority. It's around about, it's f5.6. The shutter speed is, on the last shot, was about 800th of a second. But because of the angle that those trucks were coming, you didn't really see a lot of the tyres. So actually, because they're smooth, slick tyres, or appear to be. There's a truck going sideways into the corner. you know, I'm not so worried with that. Once the trucks sort of become in darker trucks, and of course you get slightly slower shutter speeds, because that's what the camera is working from. It is taking a reading off those trucks. Just going to do another shot. There's a truck just coming in, and although it's not a particularly exciting shot on its own, there's a lot of smoke billowing up from this truck. Just going to check every now and then, just check a few pictures. But again, you see that's looking as though it's not looking as though it's parked, but it's looking a bit too static. So what I'm going to do for these next shots, it really does vary a little bit shot to shot. These next shots, waiting for the next trucks to come around, I'm going to. It's tricky because I'm with the fence here, and if I start to go f8, f11, f16 to get those slower shutter speeds, the fence is going to start to kind of get in the way. So I might actually, once I'm happy with this, I might end up going back to my one of the positions that I passed on the way down here, and see if I can maybe get some shots with a clear view. So hopefully, it's just a quick little recording. Hopefully that has given you sort of a bit of an idea. And I'm not sure, that might be the end of, actually, the end of that series. Yeah, I can see the safety vehicle coming around. So that's obviously the end of those that practicing. So again, it's, you know, there's not a lot of time to do it. I sort of, there probably was a lap or two going on before I started recording, picking up the recording there. So it's not a lot of lot of time to think and to get the settings and what have you. But you do have to be aware that if you are working with sort of certain confines, so on this occasion I've picked a spot that is right by the fence here, you have to think about how you're going to remove that fence. So the next events that I'm going to be photographing, the next vehicles, I think are pickup trucks. So they're not big, you know, haulage size trucks. They are pickup trucks. So I'm going to go and find a different position and see what I can do, get a slightly different angle. And it's really starting to warm up now. So I look forward to seeing what pictures I get. And it's nice to be outside and to be photographing the racing. It's just a case of maybe trying to stay a little bit cool, because taking pictures is fine, but you've got to make sure that you stay sort of cool and hydrated and what have you. So anyway, I hope that's been useful for you. And I may pick things up again in a moment. It really depends on the situation I find myself in a moment. But hopefully, for now at least, that has been useful for you, and it might inspire you to get out and take some pictures of some fast-paced action.
It's been a bit of a busy week here, so I still haven't been able to put together the kit bag video I filmed whilst at Thruxton, and which I mentioned last week. But fear not, I'll be linking to it just as soon as it's done. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcasts.